The Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says community transmission of COVID-19 in the country is inevitable. But the Health Minister isn't as convinced. Chris Hipkins wouldn't use that word to describe how likely community transmission is and wasn't prepared to even put a likelihood on it.
That's very speculative. We will do everything we can to keep COVID-19 out. But the Prime Minister and I have both been saying for a long time now that we need to be prepared. We can never take anything for granted while we do everything we can to keep COVID-19 out of New Zealand.
And Dr. Bloomfield told Morning Report it's a matter of when, not if, New Zealand got community transmission. Mr. Hipkins says preparedness is important. In the same way the country prepares for earthquakes, it should also get ready for a potential second wave. Some, including former Air New Zealand Chief Executive Rob Fyfe, have questioned the country's ability to contact trace if community transmission was to break out in New Zealand. Mr. Hipkins says no matter how good the system is, there's always going to be risks. But he rejects that the Contact Tracer app is ineffective.
There are a number of different people out there who all have a perfect solution. There is no such thing as a perfect solution. And so we have to draw on all the tools that we've got available to us around contact tracing.
Anyone who goes to get COVID tested no longer has to self-isolate while they wait for their result, unless they meet the criteria set out by the Ministry of Health under the higher index of suspicion. But RNZ understands some clinics are still instructing everyone who is tested to self-isolate. Mr. Hipkins says that shouldn't be happening and he'd follow up on the reports.
The guidance is very clear. You only need to isolate after you've had a test if you are in that higher risk group.
He says communication from the top doesn't filter to everyone.
I think one of the challenges is that we are working with a number of small and private businesses, and whilst we can push messages out, we do rely on them picking those messages up.
The contact tracing capacity hasn't yet been stretched to its full capacity, but Mr. Hipkins says stress testing has and still is taking place.